second Ara, also quick, and that is that the Gemara says, there are three things that a person has to say in his house Erev Shabbos. Asartem, Araftem, Hadliku Asana. And those three things, Sarach Lemaimrina Benichusa. You have to make sure that you say it Benichusa. You have to make sure that you say it in a very, very calm way. You don't want to say it in a very, very nervous way. So this is also something that we've spoken about in the past, not once, not twice, but more than that. But again, in Beis Medrash B'loi Chiddush, the Maram Shif, and this is a Masechtas Gittin, but it's not on this Gemara. It's Lekamon on Daf Nun Beis Amid Aleph. He says a Davar Nifla in our Gemara. The Gemara that tells the story. Hani Beit Shrei, the Igru Behu Satan. There were two people that the Satan had gotten the better of them. How so? The Chol Beis Shimshi. Every Friday, Bein Hashmashes, every Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Bein Hashmashes, have a convince about the Adadi. They would kill each other. They would, Mamash, a fight would break out. Says the Gemara, Iknu Ramei Lohasan. Ramei arrived in this city, Akvinu Tlasa Beis Shimshi. He stayed there for three Erev Shabbos, Bein Hashmashes, Ado Avad Luhu Shlomo, until he was finally able to make Shalom between them. Shame de Ka'amer. And he heard them say, "Vay da afkir amei lahu gavra mi beis." They heard the Sultan say that, "Vay da afkir amei lahu gavra mi beis." That Ramey was able to figure out a way to get the Sultan to go away. But the point is that there was these two people. They were fighting, and the fight would break out always at the same time. It was always bein hashmashes, erev Shabbos Kodesh. Zoktem Ram Shif, what's Pashup Shah? Why did this fight always happen, erev Shabbos? Bein Hashmashes. So Pshat is based on a Gemara in Masechtas Kedushin that I involve in the base. It's in Perek Asar Yuchsin. The Gemara is talking about Yichas. So the Gemara says, counterintuitively, ironically, a Gabbai Tztaka, you don't have to be Baidu Gezichas. Not necessary. Someone read you a Shidduch, Gabbai Tztaka. You know all the Shmutz you could possibly know, you would know already. What's the reason? So the Gemara says, Bosh, because give it a Mimnu Bahadi Inshi, because being that this person has to fight with people to try to schlep money from them, don't my marmi mashkin all that stalker, vafilu b'erev Shabbos, and you're allowed to go after people for stalker, even on Erev Shabbos, in Isa de Ikka, if there was anything negative that needed to be told about this person, Islay Gala, you would already know it. If somebody runs for office, you know all the schmutz about this person already. It's not necessary to look in anymore. Whatever needed to be heard, Rachmana Litzal was already heard. Says the Gemara, this was true amal for the Gabbai Tzedakah. Anything that needs to be known about the Gabbai Tzedakah is going to be known. Why? Because he's going after money, and as a result, people are fighting with him. And by the way, he can even go after people on Erev Shabbos. Even on Erev Shabbos, that's like part of the punchline. What does Erev Shabbos have to do with anything? Zok Rashi, Tafilu Erev Shabbos, Sha'adam Torud. A person Erev Shabbos is tarud, umitoich kach, meriven imohem, umvazen oisam. Erev Shabbos is when a person unleashes his wrath. And as a result, this is a time where there's going to be tremendous machloikis, and that's when you have to be very, very careful, and that's why if the Gabbai Tzedakah, you didn't hear any shmutz, there's nothing to be said. So this is Pashup Shad in this Gemara. Every Erev Shabbos Bein Hashmashes, this Indian used to come out, and as a result, this was Zoktim Ram Shiv. That's Pshad in the Gemara, in Masechtis, getting that Vav on the base. The Gemara says the three things that you have to say Erev Shabbos, make sure you say it Benichusa. Why is this the one place you find this in? These three things, it's because these three things you say Erev Shabbos. And you don't just say it Erev Shabbos. You say it Erev Shabbos, Samach L'Chashecha. That's when you're supposed to say it. See, Imam is saying it Bein Hashmashes. So, Tzarech L'Meimrem Bein Ichusa, because this is a time where fights can break out, because everyone's nervous, that Torah, you have to make Shabbos, you're running, you're coming, and that's why Chazal spoke it out right here. Oh, but the emes is, this Inyan of Erev Shabbos, Bein Hashmashes, being a time that's Mesugel L'Machloikis, has a deeper meaning as well. Meaning the Pashup Shad is, the Tam Nigla is, because you're harried because of what's going on. But there's a little bit of a pnimius associated with it as well. And that is that it's Mavur in the Svarim, that Erev Shabbos Bein Hashmashes, as Shabbos is about to happen, the Satan comes and he tries very, very hard to bring Machloikis. The Chida in a Sefer Meir Be'etzba, he says the following, as the sun is setting a Friday night, old school, but it's an ace mesukin, it's a very, very dangerous time for there to be machloikis bein ish l'ishtoi. And the sitra achra tries very, very hard to make a machloikis. someone that has Yiras Shamayim, Yaakov Yitzray, he's going to overcome his Yetzirah, Shlo Ya'ir Shum Machloikis V'Hakpata V'Adarab Yivaki Shalom. That's what he's going to do. He's going to go out of his way to try to bring Shalom. The Ben Ishchai, in his halachos, brings it. This is in Chelik Beis, it's in Parshas Vayera, and he has a whole arichas on this Indian. He says, that's why we say, Boyi Kala, Boyi Kala, Boyi Kala. Boyi, he says, Begimatria 13, which is the Begimatria of Ahava, because as Shabbos comes, we have to fight the Sitra Achria, we have to make sure that he's going to be Ahava. So he says like this, Vida, Kine Kala, the Ma'isik Tatum Riven, Ishtay Yobanov, Oy Mesharsav. Any person that gets into a fight with his wife, his children, again, old school, right? Usually, very often, he's in the right. And it's not wrong for fighting. Any person that has any seichel, bin yoven, he's going to understand that if somebody in your family did something mamish Friday night, it's not really coming from them. The ains and maisi yadeim. That's not really the ones that are doing it. Elohu maisa satan. All it is a maisa satan. Kedei lecharche rivu modem de esahi. V'masatan oimed kenegado ishna oyam nesores. U'machshila binyone abayis lasois dovish ena mesukil abal abayis. Ma'koicham litchais ha-satan. You have tainas? He says, they're overcome by the satan. V'chiyesh odam shiyuchal lehilochem v'masatam u'lenatzchai. Mise yoima yochalti veno tzachtiv. Al kein kolish maven kishayira is a mikshav chesrim ben yonim shalabayis la yosem ashmal ishtoyim musharis of loravitam eloyitin la libam. He should understand that everything that's happening is happening from the satan. But the point is, you see from here that there's a pinimius de geinian, and that is like the chidah says in his mayor of etzba that the sitra achra kaloisa mincho his tereches harbe lecharcheriv. He tries very, very hard to pick a fight. He tries very, very hard to make some form of machloikis. We mentioned earlier the Shlach Kodesh. The Shlach, and this is in Nesach de Shabbos. So he talks about this Indian as well. And he says that the Pasuk says, Lo sevaru esh b'chol moish v'yseichem b'yoyim ha-Shabbos. Zok de Shlach, Lo sevaru esh b'chol moish v'yseichem. Pasuk means you're not allowed to light a fire on Shabbos. Adliku esaneh. That's something that you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. But leisavar eish b'chom moish v'seich of yema Shabbos also means the eish of kas. And a person has to be very careful on Shabbos. Leisavar eish b'chom moish v'seich. In fact, he says what the Bnei Soscha is, Meirichin is, Mamoria Shabbos, that loy is begamatria 31, and that's Alpida Rizal, that Tois for Shabbos is really supposed to be 31 hours. From Chatzos and Erev Shabbos, you have 6 hours Erev Shabbos, and 1 hour after Shabbos. So 31 hours is supposed to be a bechino of loy snevaru eish b'chol moish v'seich v'yem ha-Shabbos. We once spoke out, what I think maybe is emes, is the Shlach Kodesh says that if a person gets bekas on Shabbos, he says, Al kein aveiru kfulohi, mishamara kas b'shabbos. That a person that gets bekas b'shabbos, not just an aveiru, it's an aveiru kfulo. Right, it's a funny lashon. We spoke about this in the end of Masech Tosoita. Mishameis Rebbe, huchpulu hatzores. What does this mean? That if a person gets bekas on Shabbos, it's not just an aveiru, but it's an aveiru kfulo. But maybe the pshat is that Reb Chaim Vital brings from the Arizal. He says, quote, this is in Shar Ruach HaKodesh. V'hinei moirizal hoyamakbet b'inyan hakas, yoyse mikol shar aveiris. The Arizal was more makbin about kas than all other averus. Afilu kshu kais b'shul mitzvah. Ukeinim moish. You find my moish Rabbeinu. He was balachal kas and he was balachal tois. For your noising tamlas ever oimer. He would say the following. Kalei kol sharu averus inam poigman elo kol averu v'averu poigemes ever echa. If a person does an averu, it's poigim one ever. Avo midas hagas poigemes kol aneshama kulo. It's poigim the entire neshama umachlev oisol legamri. And what it does is it takes the entire neshama and it's machlev it. So on some level, when a person gets pikas, he epis loses his neshama. Vo inyanu ki kashi iskay so adam hine ha neshama hakedoisha mistalekes mimenu legamri. He loses his neshama. V'nechneses b'mkoyma. This is already heavy kabbalah nefesh. V'zeh soid moisha v'chulu v'chulu. But what happens at that reason when a person gets pikas? His neshama's mistalekes mimeno. Ordinarily, a person has a neshama. On Shabbos, you have a neshama yisera. That's maybe what the chidah means. V'alkein aveiru kfulehi mishamara kas b'Shabbos. Because inside, when a person gets kas, what's the aveiru? Nishmasa is mistalekes mimeno. So namal, it's one chet, but now it's kfula because now you're losing not one neshama, you're losing two neshamas. You're losing your neshama yaseira as well. But the bottom line is, so we have two timing over here for this Indian, that when a person gets bikas, that or when it comes Shabbos time, It's a zman where a person is olol to maybe come with a machloikis befrat bein ish leishtoi bein masharsav, and this is a time where a person has to be extra careful. What's the pshat? Posh pshat is Rashi and Kedushin. That I involve on the base, but there's a tam pnimi as well. Kimavur in the chida and the shlach kodesh. This Indian leisavaru eish b'chol moish v'seichav yom haShabbos, that the sitter achron wants very much that a person should be bekas on Shabbos, because it's so important that a person not be bekas. But either way, coming back to the Ram Shif of an art in Gittin Daf Nun Beis, so he's just messiah with one Indian. He says the Gemara says in Masach the Shabbos Daf Kuf Yotes Lamed Beis Tanya Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda Omer Shnei Malachi Asharis Melavim Loi LaAdam Erev Shabbos Mibeis HaKnesses. There are two Malachi Asharis that are Melava person Erev Shabbos from the Beis HaKnesses. Echad Toi VeEchad Ra. One is a good Malach and the other is a bad Malach. Kshabal Beis Noi. When the person comes home Umatza and he finds Ner Dolok V'Shulchan Aruch Umitasim Mutzas. The house is Shabbistig, Maloch Toiv Oimer, the good Maloch says, Yehiratzen Shetelo Shabbos Acheres, Kach, Umaloch Ra Oine Amen, Bal Korche, and the Maloch Ra is forced to answer Amen. He's not given a choice. Vim Lav, and if not, if when the person comes home, the house doesn't look Shabbistig, then the Maloch Ra talks, and he says, Yehiratzen Shetelo Shabbos Acheres, Kach, this is the way it should be next week as well, Umaloch Toiv Oine Amen, Bal Korche, and the Maloch Toiv is forced, he's forced to say Amen. Says the Ram Shif, that I think what this Gemara really means is that when a person comes home and he walks into his house Friday night, if the shalom in the house, as represented, this is a peaceful house, the house is set, everything is set up nicely, but this menucha that comes from shalom, bein ish leishtoi, if that's the house that the malachim walk in, the malach toiv is going to give a bracha and the malach ra is going to be forced to answer amen. And Fakert, the Malach Ra is going to be the one that's going to say the Yehiratzen, and the Malach Toiv is going to be the one that's going to be forced to say the Amen. The real oimik of that Gemara is there Shalom in the Bayis, or is there not Shalom in the Bayis? Valderech say Yesh Lechaven. So says Ram Shif, that based on this, maybe that's Pshat in the Pasuk. Sur Meira Ve'ase Toiv, Bake Shalom Ve'Ratfeo. Sur Meira, Men HaMalach Ra. Try to get away from the Malach Ra. Every Friday night there's a Malach Ra. He's there. He's there. It's Hezekiah Matzoi. He's Pasha walking you home. Right? You're walking home with Malachim. You forget, one of them is a Malach Ra. So there's a Malach Ra, mamish flank to your left. Sur Meira, try to get away from him. V'asei Toiv, Rotzoloimer, Asei Oysa Toiv. Asei Toiv, make the Malach Ra into a Malach Toiv. Shetzorach Sheyan Amin Bakarcha. How do you make him a Malach Toiv? If he's going to be forced to say Amen, he's now going to be a Malach Toiv. V'ayidei Ma, how are you going to do that? Bake Shalom ki Rameya. You should try to find Shalom like Rameya. Like Rameya did that Erev Shabbos, he would make sure there was Shalom. He stayed the three Shabbosim to those two Chever that were fighting. Every single Erev Shabbos, they would stop fighting. V'rotheyu l'raha niskar. And force the Satan out. Throw him away. K'mesha Amar. Like the Satan himself said, V'ayda afki Rameya l'hai gavra v'chulu. He says, that's the taish. Sur meira v'asei toy bake Shalom v'rotheyu. Anaya taish. A drush taish from the Ram Shif here in the Gemara Masechtas Gittin. He says, that's the oimik in that Gemara. I think the real oimik is pasha. I think the oimik is, and we spoke a lot about this when we learned Masechta Shabbos, Perek Mem Adlikim. What is Shabbos? Shabbos is a mitzvah, but it's mavur in the Sfarim. Shabbos is also the Shechina. Shabbos HaMelech, the Rambam refers to it. Shabbos HaMalkasa, more familiar in the Sfarim. But Shabbos is the Melech. So when Shabbos comes, the Melech, the Malkasa, the Shechina is going to be in your house. The Shechina can only come if there's Shalom. Shalom b'neim, Shechina b'neim. But if there's no Shalom b'neim, there's no Shechina b'neim. So it's Pashit. That's the Oymek over here. The Oymek is you're about to make Shabbos. Shabbos means, what is Shabbos? This is Aleph Beis. Shabbos, and this is not Shtekel Torah, it's not a raid bite. This is Aleph Beis. Shabbos in the Svarim is the Shechina. So you're inviting the Shechina into your house. It's very, very simple. The Shechina can't enter your house if there's no Shalom in your house. Back of the envelope arithmetic. So what happens as the Mdumei Chama come, as it's Mamish, the sun's about to set, so all of a sudden the Sitra Acher comes, and what's the Avodah? The Avodah is, how come on Tuesday we don't kiff this Machloikis? Because Tuesday is not Shabbos. Shabbos is Shabbos, and the Shechina's come. You're about to invite the Shechina into your house. He's going to come in if it's Shaychem to come, if not, not. If you come and the Shalom, then the Shechina's going to be there, and then there's going to be Brachis, and then everyone's going to say, Amen, Yehiratzin for the next week. And if not, not. But the key is that when Shabbos comes, you're inviting the Shechina, Boi Kala, Boi Kala, Miloshen Ahava. You need the Ahava for Boi Kala in order for the Shechina to come. That's the Oymek. You need the Ahava in order for the Shechina to come. Either way, full circle. That's why. Asartem, Aravtem, Adliku Esaner, Tzorich Lememe Benichusa. Here Chazal will madgish this inyan that you have to be extra careful because it's during a time where a person is extra vulnerable.